You are Locked On College Football, your daily podcast on all things college football. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Super Bowl weekend, but that does not mean we can't talk a little college football because it's still always top of mind. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On College Football Podcast, your Friday edition on this Friday, February 5th. I am Ben Stevens, the host of Locked On Big Ten, joined as always by my man, my sidekick, one of my best friends in the entire world. It is Patrick Kahn, the host of Locked On Longhorns. We are going to talk some recruiting today. We're going to talk some Big 12 and do our power rankings of the Big 12 conference as we take an early look to the 2021 college football season. Last week, we did the Southeastern Conference and the SEC. This week it is the Big 12. But first, Patrick Kahn, we must start with some Cruton. What did you make of National Signing Day this past week?
I was a little shocked on National Signing Day. I was shocked that Alabama has the number one overall recruiting class this past recruiting period, right? Mm-hmm. They're the number one overall, the best recruiting class of all time. What I was shocked by was that Alabama didn't already hold that record as the number one recruiting class of all time. They outdid Urban Meyer's Florida Gators. We're talking, it's been over a decade. So I was a little bit shocked by that, a little bit surprised. But obviously, what can you say about Alabama? They're taking all the best talent. I mean, we've seen it year in and year out. They came into Texas, a place that I'm familiar with. Yes. They took Kamar Wheaton, number one running back. Five-star guy. They took Tommy Brockermeyer. They took James Brockermeyer. They took the linebacker out of Duncanville. His name escapes me. But they've come to Texas, and they're raiding all the best talent, taking them back to Alabama. Not a big shock, but like I said, the only shock I had was the fact that they didn't already hold that record, right, which was a little bit surprising to me. Looking at, you know, the top five, I was just going to tell you the top five is the usual suspects, right? Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Clemson, according to 24/7 Composite. So no surprise in the top five as far as who had the best classes.
It is very scary, though, when Alabama has just won a national championship with one of the most stacked recruiting classes of all time coming from 2017. And then all of a sudden for the 2021 recruiting class, it's like, oh, this is by far the best ever, like the best ever of all the recruiting classes. That is crazy. And like you mentioned, Alabama at the top of the 24/7 composite rankings. From the player rankings, according to 24/7, they have three of the top 10 players that have committed to the Alabama Crimson Tide. I will mention, though, for Ohio State, the team out of the Big Ten, the conference that I love, just right behind them in the composite rankings. Alabama has an average score of 95. Ohio State has an average score of 94.52, but the point differential is a little bit different. Alabama's, in terms of their rankings, at 327.91, Ohio State at 309.49. Alabama has 7 5-stars and 16 4-stars as a part of this 2021 recruiting class. It's just, I mean, you know, this is why we see it each and every year. That's why we know that in the 7 years of the college football playoff, 22 of the potential 28 spots have been taken by Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Clemson. And am I missing somebody else? And Notre Dame. That's why we keep doing this. And Notre Dame's down there at number 9. In the recruiting rankings. That is how crazy these teams are. It's because they restock and reload each and every year. And that's what you find on National Signing Day. But the cool thing about National Signing Day now is the early signing day, if you will call it that, in December, is really where most of the action happens. But there was still some drama on this first Wednesday of February. So it's still exciting and it gets things going. And this is what we like as college football fans to look forward to the future. That's what signing day is all about.
Not just did we get the excitement of that, but, you know, some coaches across the country were speaking yesterday after National Signing Day, or after Wednesday, I should say, and we were hearing them talk about spring ball and when they're going to start. Lincoln Riley came out and said, you know, mid-March, late March. Steve Sarkisian, April 24th is the date they got circled for the orange-white scrimmage, something we didn't get last year. You know, that's exciting. And to go back to recruiting, when you talk about the teams that you're very familiar with, talking about Ohio State Buckeyes, next year's class – Ohio State might have the best class. Why? Because they got the top overall recruit in the country committed and seems like he's ready to sign with Ohio State. Of course, we're talking about Quinn Ewers, Caleb Burton, another guy out of Texas who's committed to Ohio State. You know, it's going to be fun to watch. And this 2022 recruiting class is loaded with talent. And so, you know, we might see another team break Alabama's record if they can get on that momentum. But the 2022 class is shaping up to be even more fun than 2021 was.
And that's what we love, right? The recruiting machine just keeps going. Even when you stop in 2021, 2022 is still on the tip of your tongue. You're getting ready for that. These recruiting rankings are always so much fun. And, you know, a lot of fans focus on, all right, we have the best recruits in the country, and that's what leads to national championships. You can see that at the top. But don't knock the guys that are 2 and 3 stars that go somewhere and get developed. There was something in the Big Ten the other day about Michigan having something in the last 4 recruiting classes, the second most 5 stars behind Ohio State. But Iowa is the team with the second most wins in that period behind Ohio State, showing that Kirk Ferentz is a great player developer. We know that in your case, as the host of Locked On Longhorns, Tom Herman had great recruiting classes, but Texas never able to get to that finish line of where they expected to be. So it's a fine mesh. Obviously, when you have all that much talent and you bring in the best players in the country, that's going to give you an advantage, but you still need to make sure to develop them, put them in the proper systems, and allow them to be the best once they get to the collegiate level.
Yes, it's one thing to get the guys in the door. I mean, we hear that all the time, but it's what you do after that. I mean, you could even, you know, look at the NFL level. The teams that constantly pick in the top 10 of the NFL draft year in and year out, they're getting the best players, or what we deem to be the best players, but they don't always get over that hump. You know, it's a much bigger picture than that. But yes, like you said, Tom Herman had 3 top 10 classes. Twice he finished with the number 3 recruiting class overall in the 2018 recruiting cycle and the 2019 recruiting cycle. He had the 5th most talented roster in the country, according to the 24/7 composite rankings. But they never, like you said, got over the hump. They never played like a top 5 team, despite the fact that they had top 5 talent. There's a big thing, like you said. It's development. It's putting players in the right situation. Building a system around your players. The coaches who do that best are the ones who you see at the end of the year in the national championship game or in the college football playoffs year in and year out.
And we know that Alabama has great recruiting classes. We know that Nick Saban himself and his staff are great recruiters. But I love one of the lines from one of the recruits that signed on National Signing Day on Wednesday. He was doing the ESPN telecast, and they asked him, like, what convinced you to go to Alabama? And Nick Saban just said, why wouldn't you want to come to a winning program? And if you can say that, and you can show the success that you have at the national championship level, that is probably going to be the best recruiting tool of all. But recruiting keeps going. 2022 on the horizon. A name to look out for, by the way, coming out of the Big Ten Conference as we go back into what we know. Maryland cracking the top 20, Nebraska right behind them in 20th, but Maryland with a 5-star recruit, 23 commits, and 4 4 stars. Maryland has some talent, and could they be getting back up there? We'll see. That's what Mike Loxley has coming back for his roster for 2021. But today's focus is the Big 12. We're going to look at some power rankings and how Patrick Kahn and I see it. We're going to his neck of the woods as the host of Locked On Longhorns. And are you the managing editor for Sooners Wire? Can I officially say that? Is that correct?
I am the managing editor for Sooners Wire, yes. So I know it all. Well, when it comes to the Big 12, there's only 2 schools that really we care about and we talk about. We're talking Longhorns. We're talking Sooners. It's the Red River rivalry right here on the Locked On College Football Podcast.
So on this Friday edition of the Locked On College Football Podcast, Ben Stevens of Locked On Big Ten, Patrick Kahn of Locked On Longhorns, we're talking recruiting. We're talking college football, but there's no actual games this weekend, as you know, but in the football sphere, there is the biggest game of the entire season. Of course, we are talking about the Super Bowl. It comes in 2 days, Super Bowl Sunday in Tampa Bay, Florida, Raymond James Stadium, the home team, kind of, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. And we're getting all the action we can need from that game, from the only place that has you covered and the only place that we trust here on the Locked On Podcast Network. That one place is betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Patrick Kahn, we are in basketball season. I've been doing relatively well for my Big Ten picks in terms of college hoops. I'm taking some of those winnings this weekend, and I'm putting it heavy on the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you agree with me there? What's our spread from betonline.ag?
Of course you would ask me what the spread is.
Well, I could tell you. I know it. It's 3. Kansas City's favored by 3. The over-under total is 56. So do you think I'm being smart by putting my money on Chiefs minus 3?
I will not bet against Patrick Mahomes. That's the simple truth about it. And when I take my money this weekend and place my bet based on what is on betonline.ag, I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes to throw the first touchdown. I'm looking at the prop bets. They are all over betonline.ag. You definitely need to check it out. because you don't want to sit on the sidelines anymore. So get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts.
On this Friday edition of the Locked On College Football Podcast, we're covering everything you need to know about national recruiting rankings of the college football landscape and the Big 12 Conference in general, power rankings, with the host of Locked On Longhorns, Patrick Kahn, coming up in just a moment. But what about the rest of sports, especially on a weekend this significant in the sports world? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever it is you get your favorite shows. I hope that Locked On College Football is one of your favorite shows as well. This Friday edition on this Super Bowl weekend heading in, myself, Ben Stevens, the host of Locked On Big Ten, Patrick Kahn, the host of Locked On Longhorns, also the managing editor of Soonerswire.com for the USA Today Sports Network. So he knows everything about the Big 12. I'm a Big Ten guy. He's a Big 12 guy. Today we do our power rankings looking ahead to the 2021 college football season in the Big 12 Conference. Patrick Kahn, my first question to you is this. The Big 10 Conference has 14 teams, yet its name is the Big 10. The Big 12 Conference has 10 teams, yet its name is the Big 12. Something's got to give.
The Big 10-12.
Yeah,
the Big 10-12.
Something. We're united in spirit, the bigs.
Just add two teams. Right. Call BYU. What are they doing? You call Nothing. Them. Add them They're in. Loving. Call Notre Dame. You know, whoever. Yeah, right. Notre Dame never come down to the Big 12 Conference, but that would be funny. So Big 12. Let's start it off. We're going to go power rankings first, or we want to how we think they're going to finish next year. You know, let's do power rankings because as it sits right now, it was a rough day on National Signing Day for a lot of these teams who were just outside the top 20, top 25. The worst team in the Big 12. This was my shocker. If you pay attention to 24/7 composite rankings, Texas Tech had the worst recruiting class in the Big 12. Surprising that they were behind Kansas.
Oof.
TCU, right there. Kansas State. Oh, and then Kansas. And it was like, wait, hold on. What? Kansas actually had a better recruiting class than some of these. So that was, it was an interesting thought. But, you know, Texas Tech down at the bottom, a little bit surprising. We need to see some offense out of Texas Tech, get them back to where they used to be year in and year out, but it's been a while.
Oh, my God. I had to scroll so far down the 24/7 composite rankings in the recruiting rankings to find Texas Tech. Even Iowa State is behind Kansas. What is Kansas doing? They got a bad guy? They got a McDonald's guy out there? What fast food service are they using?
They might. Well, just think. Les Miles is their head coach. He used to be at LSU, so you know there's some crooked recruiting going on there. Because there's bag men all
allegedly.
Over
we're not saying anything that we know. Allegedly. Maybe even. Maybe we're just having fun and poking some fun at Kansas. Allegedly. Just to clear our names, Patrick.
Allegedly. No, I'll put my name on it. Okay. They got bag men all over that conference. It's bad. You saw Texas Tech. You saw how low they are. Iowa State, not a surprise. Iowa State had the most Iowa State recruiting class I've ever seen in my life. No five-star recruits, no four-star recruits, all three-star recruits. If that doesn't say Iowa State, I don't know what does.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to get people to go to Ames, but Matt Campbell had that team going. He had that team going last season, got them all the way to the Big 12 championship. They had never been there before. They only had – I think that was the first time that they'd ever had 9 wins in a season ever. So, you know, he did a lot of great things in Ames last year. But down at the bottom, even though Texas Tech finishes the number 10 team in the composite rankings at the very bottom of my power rankings, I still got the Kansas Jayhawks right there. They didn't win a game at all last year. Can they win a game or two this upcoming season? I'm not sure. They came close to beating Texas Tech. And that might have been a reason why that they fired their offensive coordinator, David Yost, and brought in Sonny Cumbie over from TCU, brought him back home where he played quarterback at Texas Tech. So starting at the bottom, I'm going to go Kansas at 10 and I'm Texas Tech at number 9. I'm not too sure they've lost a lot with transfers. Keyshawn Carter's transferred out. Their starting quarterback, Alan Bowman, is transferred out. So it'll be interesting to see how Texas Tech kind of goes into next season with missing so much on their offensive side of the ball.
I agree with your bottom of the Big 12 power rankings. Absolutely. Kansas is still number 10 in my mind. The Jayhawks are just 3-18 under Les Miles, with 8 of the team's 9 losses in the 2020 college football season coming by 15 or more points. So there's a long way for Les Miles and company to go in Lawrence, Kansas. Yes, the recruiting rankings are a big part of it, but still, they have a long way to go until they move out of the bottom of the Big 12 and our power rankings. I would have Texas Tech at number 9 as well. So who do you think is most likely to be the Red Raiders quarterback next year? Is it Sonny Cumbie now that Alan Bowman has left?
Well, Sonny Cumbie is going to be the offensive coordinator.
Right.
Former Red Raider quarterback. Right. Who's going to play quarterback for Sonny Cumbie?
Right.
Now that Alan Bowman's gone, they have an incoming freshman they really like in Barron Burton, who they just signed. I've heard a lot of comps to Patrick Mahomes, and not that he is Patrick Mahomes, but that level of arm talent. He's the guy that I like. I would go Columbia, though.
Okay.
I ain't going there. I'll go Columbia. I think he was a transfer from Utah State. He took over for Alan Bowman last season while he was injured / benched, and they eventually went back to Bowman. But I think Henry Columbia likely starts by midseason. I think they're going to go with one of the young guns at quarterback behind Columbia, because Columbia is the only one on the roster that has any starting experience whatsoever.
When you bring up Texas Tech and Patrick Mahomes for Henry Columbia, oof, guns up. However, Sonny Cumbie, Henry Columbia, those are two really nice names as a offensive coordinator quarterback pairing. That just rolls off the tongue for people in Texas. That's wonderful.
Yeah, but like I said, watch out for Barron Morton. Coming up at number 8 for me is Baylor. I'm not real sure what's going to happen with Baylor. They're losing Charlie Brewer, who has been their starter for the last 4 years. He's transferred out. He's going out west to Utah to play in the Pac-12. So I'm not real sure what are they doing at the quarterback position. They got a new offensive coordinator. Jeff Grimes comes over from BYU. The work that he did, obviously, with Zach Wilson and that high-powered offense. So it's going to be interesting to see how the new offense looks with Grimes running the show. And then, obviously, Dave Aranda, his calling card, is always going to be defense. Former Texas Tech assistant, and then obviously he won a national championship at LSU during that magical 2019 run with Joey Burrow. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that defense comes up this year. What was interesting is they were one of the few teams that was able to hold the high-powered Oklahoma offense to less than 30 points in a game. So if he can continue that, kind of create some fits for some of these high-powered offenses. And the good thing is Dave Aranda, obviously he's played against Lincoln Riley, so he knows a little bit about him even before he came to the Big 12 at LSU when LSU played Oklahoma. Obviously he's played against the Steve Sarkisian offense that last season at LSU. So he's got some experience going up against the high-powered offense, so it's going to be interesting to see if the offense of Baylor can catch up to their defense.
I think it was just a positive thing to see Dave Aranda after a 2-7 season in his debut that obviously was so fractured throughout COVID. Baylor took a while to get on the field in September, but I think it was positive for Baylor fans to see Dave Aranda not just saying, okay, you know, we'll just kind of throw 2020 out the window. He's like, no, we got to make changes. And they bring in Jeff Grimes, who had so much success at BYU this past year, one of the most potent offenses in all of college football, anybody, anywhere, any place, whatever the heck Zach Wilson had on his headband. So I think that's a positive for a Baylor team, but that defense really is what Dave Aranda does well. So hopefully they take a big step in 2021 as well. Let's finish it off with our bottom half of the Big 12 power rankings, and then we'll get the top half of that in our final segment. So who do you have at 6-7?
Yeah, so starting at 7, just above where Baylor is, it's kind of in the range where I have Kansas State Wildcats. Mm-hmm. You look at what they've done under Chris Klieman. They started out really well last year. They were able to upset the Oklahoma Sooners early on, but then the season fell apart. They lost their quarterback. Klieman is going to have his quarterback back. And Skylar Thompson, obviously we saw Deuce Vaughn kind of become the he was kind of their everything running back. Very similar to a former Kansas State running back, same size and same stature. Yep. I mean, he looked very Darren Sproles-esque. So right there at number 7, I have Kansas State only for the special reason here is that we saw them fall apart. Now, do they look any different on offense next year? They do have a really young quarterback in Howard, who I think is going to do well, but I think the moment was almost too big for him, and especially with everything that was going on with COVID-19. So that's why I've got them at number 7. At number 6, this is a little tough one, but I think I'm going to go with TCU here at number 6. I think they did a lot of things well. They won 5 out of 6 straight coming towards, you know, at the end of the season once they were able to play, because much like Baylor, they had a lot of COVID-19 issues. They have a top running back in Zach Evans. Can they get him on the field more in 2021? They have Max Duggan, but they also have a quarterback transfer from Oklahoma and Chandler Morris. Is he going to be in the factor there as trying to compete with Duggan for the starting spot? Also, with all of the pieces that they're losing on defense, especially on the back end, their two starting safeties, and talking about Ardarius Washington, Trevor Moehrig, their Garrett Wallow, their star linebacker. They got a lot of pieces they got to try to put in place for Gary Patterson's defense. So that's why I've got TCU 6, Kansas State 7, Baylor, Texas Tech, and Kansas in the bottom half of my power rankings.
Who am I to disagree with Patrick Hahn, the host of Locked On Longhorns, the managing editor for Sooners Wire in Big 12 country? He knows everything about it. The only thing that I'll highlight there, I love Deuce Vaughn. I think getting a healthy Skylar Thompson back for a Kansas State team that started 4-1 in the 2020 season will be big. I also love my man Max Duggan, because as you know, I covered Max Duggan at Lewis Central High School in Council Bluffs, Iowa, when I was working as a sports reporter and anchor in Omaha, Nebraska, KMTV 3 News Now. So I still believe in Max Duggan. I think he's a very talented dual threat quarterback. But like you mentioned, Gary Patterson is always going to be a staple on the defensive side of the ball. So if they have a lot to replace, some issues there. I'm going to agree with all of your power rankings. Do we switch it up in the top half of the Big 12 Conference in our power rankings? Find out after the break when we give you our top half of the Big 12 power rankings on this Friday edition of the Locked On College Football Podcast. But Patrick Kahn, I need to ask you something here, because I don't know if we've ever had a Rock Auto ad read on a Friday show of Locked On College Football. And I don't know if you know this, but I do a jingle. I sing out the jingle for Rock Auto on my show, Locked On Big Ten. Do you want me to sing the jingle at the end of this ad read?
You can sing the jingle if you like. I'm not much of a singer, so I try not to. But I will tell you that when I'm needing a part, I go to rockauto.com. It is affordable. It is reliable. They have everything that I need. I love the fact that I can go in there, type in my make and model, and every part that I need populates right there for me. I'm talking, if I need something, I've changed out tailgates, I've changed out headlights. They got everything that I need, and all I had to do was pull out my phone out of my pocket, and I went to rockauto.com.
It's the best place. Convenient self-service from an family-run business that's been serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. You know, they have the experience, and like Patrick mentioned, the prices are probably the best thing about rockauto.com. Always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So here we are, Patrick Hahn, the jingle as it goes for rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. Feel free to sing along if you want. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto, rockauto.com. When the 2021 college football season comes around, betting on college football will not be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick-hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever it is you get your podcasts. Don't wait until college football season. They're giving you daily winners each and every day. A big factor of next college football season will be the Big 12 Conference. Patrick Hahn and I gave you our power rankings. Mainly, I just followed suit with the host of the Locked On Longhorns for the bottom half of the Big 12 Conference. Now to finish out this Friday edition of the Locked On College Football Podcast, let's do the top half of the Big 12. And let's start at number 5, Patrick Hahn. What team from the Big 12 Conference do you think finishes 5th next year?
I'm going to go with the West Virginia Mountaineers right there at the number 5 spot. They got a really good defense. Now, they are going to have to replace some guys. We're talking about the Steels brothers, kind of those guys in the middle. But the defense overall was one of the best in college football. This question for them remains, who's going to be their quarterback and who's going to be able to take that offense to the next level? Neil Brown has to figure out that quarterback situation. As we saw in the bowl game against Army, they had to go onto the bench and bring in former Sooners transfer and Austin Kendall off the bench to win that game against Army. So it's going to be a big question. What is that going to look like? And the fact that we think a lot of the Big 12 coaches are talking about spring ball. So what does Austin Kendall look against Jared Daigie? You know, those two guys are going to go at it. Who's going to come out on top? Who's going to be the quarterback? Or is there another quarterback that we're not thinking of, a guy that could come in, you know, through the transfer portal, through recruiting? There's so many avenues that they can go to get another quarterback. So it'll be really interesting to see how that process goes through the spring. But I think for me, based on their defense alone, I think that number 5 is a good spot. You know, and you could even interchange 6 and 5, but I'm going to go with West Virginia there.
I think West Virginia is good in the 5 spot. You need to see another step from Jarrett Daigie this upcoming year in 2021, but they do get 1,000-yard rusher Letty Brown back, for the top 5 receivers from last year's team, and some foundational pieces from that Big 12 defense that led the conference in opponents' points per game at about just around 20. A huge scheduling swing might be a thing. They have home games against Texas, Oklahoma State, Iowa State. That's more favorable for them if they want to make a leap to the top of the conference. But also, they're on the road at Kansas State, at Baylor, at TCU. So if you're thinking middle of the conference, those could be kind of swing matchups as we look at the 2021 college football season. West Virginia at 5. Let's round out the top 4. Patrick Kahn, who do you have at number 4 in your Big 12 power rankings?
Number 4 is Oklahoma State. Cowboys for me at number 4. Yes, they do have Spencer Sanders, who, you know, he can be a weapon if he can be consistent. The problem is that he likes to turn the football over. He takes unnecessary sacks at time. Oh, and let's not forget that he's losing Chuba Hubbard. He's losing Tylan, two of his best weapons in the 2020 season. Without those two guys, I kind of look at that team in a different light. Can they retool? Yes, I think they can retool because Mike Gundy is still there. He's still running the offense, whether you like him or not. But I still feel like losing those two will be a step back. So that's why I have pushed them down to the number 4 spot, where I think after the season they could have been as high as number 3, really. But yeah, I'm going to push them back to number 4 behind some of these other teams that we're going to talk about here in just a moment. But for me, it all surrounds losing those players on offense for the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
I agree with you. I think there's a clear distinction between 4 and the top 3 teams in the Big 12 Conference. So let's get right to that. Oklahoma State at 4, that means the 3 available teams, Oklahoma, Iowa State, and Texas. Do you have them in that order? Or is maybe Texas jumping its way up to the number 2 spot behind Oklahoma? I don't know. You give it to me here, Patrick Tom. What do you have?
Number 3, Iowa State Cyclones coming in at number 3. Wow. They had a great year last year. Don't get me wrong. I like Matt Campbell. I think he does a fantastic job. Here's the problem. He was able to beat a Texas Longhorns team last 2 years. Why? Because they were suffering from coaching malpractice with Tom Herman running the show in Austin. I don't think that he's going to have that same level of success against Texas, maybe initially, but once Sarkisian starts getting rolling, I just don't see it. But I do really like the fact that they have Brock Purdy back next year. They have Breece Hall. And they also have Charlie Kohler coming back as well, one of their top tight ends. He decided not to go to the NFL draft, return to Ames next year. They do have some solid defensive pieces. They are losing their top pass rusher into Taquan Bailey. But the good thing is Mike Rose is going to be back. He's the leader of that defense with at the linebacker position. So they have a lot returning. But as you can see, they're not getting that top-level talent. So they're having to rely solely on beating teams with better coaching, better scheming. And as you, if you go back and look at some of those games, poor decisions on offense by their opposition is what helped lead Iowa State into that Big 12 championship game appearance. They were losing to Texas before Texas threw up their skirt and allowed Iowa State to steal that game in Austin this last year. But I do think Iowa State is the third best team in the conference. I just don't think they're good enough to be top 2.
I still have Iowa State as my second best team in the Big 12 Conference in our power ranking. So I look forward to hearing your argument for Texas. But one thing about Iowa State, obviously huge, they get Brock Purdy back and Breece Hall, one of the best running backs in all of the country. They have a ginormous game in the Cy-Hawk Trophy game against Iowa, scheduled for the second week of the season. That could be a matchup of two top 15 teams, two top 10 teams. That game takes place at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames, Iowa. I cannot wait for that one, obviously coming from the Big Ten perspective. Both teams should be very, very good in the early portion of the 2021 college football season. So you have Iowa State at 3. That means Texas at 2, Oklahoma at 1. Give me the argument for why Texas jumps Iowa State in your Big 12 power rankings.
Well, I think a big thing is Steve Sarkisian. I think he's going to make that big of a difference on the offensive side of the ball. And this is no disrespect to Sam Ehlinger, but I believe that he was holding that offense back a tad. And why do I say that? Why, if you go back and look at the Alamo Bowl, you saw how that offense looked once he was out of the game and they brought in, you know, Casey. He came out, guns a-blazing, and Colorado could not stop them from scoring. And he did it quickly, and really quickly, to the point where he played a full quarter. He was out of the game. They put in the third backup quarterback to finish out the game based on how much scoring that they were able to do. You look at that Bijan Robinson. You've heard me talk about him time and time again. I think he's that good. I think he, for me, is the best running back in college football this next season. If you have me pick, who do I think is going to win the Doak Walker Award? I'm putting all my money on Bijan Robinson because I think he's that good. He led the team with 8.2 yards per carry as a freshman. Oh, by the way, that's a Texas Longhorn school record. 8.9 yards per touch. He led the team in yards after contact, yards after the catch. He was doing it all for the Texas Longhorns, and I think that's only going to grow, especially when you look at the way that Steve Sarkisian used Najee Harris the last 2 years. I think he's going to get a very similar workload, and I think he's going to have the same level of success. The big key is, can he get the offensive line up to speed after what we've seen in the last several years? Well, out goes Herb Hand, in comes Kyle Flood. Looking at that, then I look at the defensive side of the ball. I think Pete Kwiatkowski coming to take over this defense is probably one of the most underrated hires that nobody's really talking about just because of what he could do at Washington. He had to deal with high-powered offenses, Washington State, with Mike Leach, and then obviously having to deal with Oregon and having to deal with Graham Harrell and USC. I think it's an underrated hire. I think he's going to do really well as long as they buy into his product. And given his success of putting people in the NFL, I think they're going to buy in, and I think they're going to do it quickly.
Bijan Robinson is somebody that I cannot wait to see next year in the 2021 college football season. As you remember, when we did our Heisman future odds provided by BetOnline.ag a few weeks ago, Bijan was up in the top 10, maybe like number 7 in terms of their rankings. That goes to show you that I think he was the only running back up there, how talented he is. When you say over 8 yards per carry throughout the duration of a season, that goes to show you the guy is a stud. So Texas at number 2, which means their rival, the Red River Rivalry, Oklahoma, is at number 1. Mm-hmm. I think we all expected Oklahoma to be at 1 as we look at these Big 12 power rankings. But what's a few quick reasons why the Sooners come in at number 1 in your rankings?
Yeah, when you look at Oklahoma, I mean, obviously Spencer Rattler, he had his first year as the starting quarterback in Oklahoma. And early on, you saw the struggles. He got benched in the Red River Rivalry, as Ben would like to say. It kind of changed for him. It was kind of like a wake-up moment for Spencer Rattler. And he played completely different throughout the rest of the season. He wasn't turning the ball over near as much. He was making better decisions. And obviously, they get Kennedy Brooks back. That's another underrated guy. He did not play last year because he opted out due to COVID-19, but 2 straight 1,000-yard rushing seasons. They kind of had this carousel door, whatever you want to say. It was like a swinging door.
Revolving door is the term you're
looking
for.
Pledger. Yeah. They got revolving is what I was looking for. You know, I got so many things in my head right now. I can't even figure out what words I'm supposed to be using. All right, so you got the revolving door at running back. You had T.J. Pledger. You had Ramondre Stevenson when he came back from suspension. But Kennedy Brooks is the guy who can carry the load for this team. Obviously, Pledger is gone. Stevenson is gone. But you do get back him. Also, they added Eric Gray, the transfer from Tennessee. Oklahoma's loading up on the offense with some of their transfers that they brought in. And obviously, they brought in the number one quarterback in the country. But he's not going to play right now. He's got Spencer Rattler in front of him. Defense, most of their defense is returning. So when you look at it, they have the most returning production. Oh, and by the way, they won the Big 12 championship 6 straight years. So I'd put my money on Oklahoma. You'd be dumb not to.
Yeah, that's just science right there. If they've won the Big 12 for 6 straight years, they're going to be at the top of Patrick Kahn's Big 12 power rankings. I kind of added on, but really this is Patrick Kahn's neck of the woods. So he sticks with it. He knows what he's talking about. This has been the Friday edition of the Locked On College Football Podcast. We'll be giving you power rankings on this Friday show throughout most of this offseason of college football. Stick with us. Make sure you're paying attention to what's happening on Monday and throughout the rest of the weeks. When you hear Candace Cooper back on Monday's show, she's diving program by program across the Locked On Podcast Network's college channel, giving you a recap of the 2020 college football season and looking ahead as well. Great stuff, even in the offseason, on the Locked On College Football Podcast. Patrick Kahn, the host of Locked On Longhorns. Ben Stevens, the host of Locked On Big Ten. Not so much college football this weekend. Enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. We'll talk to you again next week.
You are Locked On College Football, your daily podcast on all things college football. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.